Well, new home prices were just released, and guess what? Did they crash? I hate to tell you no, but no. U.S. home prices just hit yet another record high based on the Case-Shiller index that was just out today. I apologize. I forgot to get to this morning. Case-Shiller indexes came out. Last reading, home prices were up 7.5% nationally. They were supposed to dip a little bit to 6.9, but they ended up 7.2%. That's a healthy increase in home prices. Right through here, you're seeing how bad is home prices or how bad is it getting for affordability. Home prices nationally are up 47% since 2020. So now I ask that question, where's the crash? Okay, so my goal here today is to make sure you guys understand and find the right, I'll say, tools and mentors to use. Okay, who would you not want to use? Well, let's say, for example, this. Let's say right at the beginning of COVID, you had your financial or your wealth planner came out to you and said, you know what, I need you to cash out every stock, bond, everything you have, put it in a bag and put it under your mattress because the markets are going to crash. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. Everything is going to be worthless. And then over time, you saw the markets going up and up and up. And then one year, the market was up 25%. And you're like, what am I doing here sitting on the sidelines? Would you continue to use that financial planner? Well, that's where this comes into play. We have ReVenture app. This is a person that's been telling us for 3 years. Now, this is the Nick. He is the poster child of the crash and doom scenarios. He's been telling us for 3 years now the markets are going to crash, okay? But how much are they up? Well, if you go over to here, house prices are up 47%, all right? So now he's on CNBC giving his take on what's happening in the market. So you have to listen to this because I want you guys to understand the people you don't follow as mentors in certain aspects of the economy. So let's get over to it. But you have to remember, Nick's been on the sidelines for 3 years now telling us there's going to be a crash, okay? So take it away.
All right, if you are looking to buy or sell a home, listen up, because some cracks are beginning to emerge in the housing market. Take Austin, Texas, as an example. Austin, once one of the hottest real estate markets in America. But according to data from ReVenture, housing inventory in the city has hit the highest level on record. It's a similar story in parts of Florida. For example, housing inventory in Jacksonville surging more than 300% over the past 3 years, arguably off a very low base. But are these just isolated instances based on things like a lot of investors buying to rent or rent out an Airbnb on the homes? Or are we beginning to see a concerning trend developing in real estate? Let's talk about it with ReVenture app CEO Nick Cherley. Nick, it's a good question. Is this like a more macro, oh gosh, I better sell now? Or as we've read, a lot of these people bought Airbnbs or whatever, hoping to get rich, and it hasn't worked out.
Great question. I mean, the Airbnb crash is certainly something that's playing into the rising inventory that we are seeing in Texas and Florida. But I think this is a broader macro trend. These pandemic boom towns, they just got way too expensive over the last 2 or 3 years. They're 20, 30, maybe even 40% overvalued in some cases. And now that we're seeing the inventory levels spike and the number of price cuts on the market spike, that's the signal for you all out there that the market is shifting down. Particularly in Texas and Florida. Those are the two markets right now where we're seeing the biggest downturn, as well as some states like Tennessee and Arizona.
Well, you know, this is TV hyperbole, of course, Nick, because that's what I do. Austin's real estate market was like the NVIDIA of homeownership, right? I mean, it just went parabolic during the pandemic. People moved there because you could live. You could, like, go to dinner when you couldn't in other places. Really? So the housing market went insane. And people, again, it was like, well, it'll never go down. Whenever I hear the words never, ever, forever, it doesn't matter what the asset class is, that's when I get nervous.
100%. Brian, I believe the word is this time is different, people say. And I was actually one of those people who moved to Austin in 2020 and 2021. So I saw it firsthand. Prices there went up 50, 60%.
He went there in 2021, bought, and the prices of the homes went up 50, 60%, while he's telling you, don't buy. Don't buy. Okay, and this is starting to be a little bit of a trend through a lot of these crash brothers. They're buying properties or they're accumulating rental properties, but they're telling you not to buy and Crash, 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 crash. Okay, so that's that piece of the puzzle. My whole goal here is, well, let's actually take a look at the Austin market. So I went to Altos Research, fantastic system. I put in Austin. Let me get my head out of the way just so you can see what you get from these reports. So if you want to find out what your market area looks like, go to the Altos Research. At the top, you're going to click in right through here. Well, I won't go to it. You watch my videos. You've seen it many times. You can see through here, price decreases, this, that. But let's go down through here and see what's happening into the prices of homes. Okay, so here's what we're seeing. Okay, prices went way up here, over here. So I don't really see that as being a huge crash. I actually ran some numbers. I did this through ChatGPT, and I love this system. I said, if I bought a house, or my house was worth $300,000 in 2020, and then went up 40%. Now, he said it was up 40, 50%, so I'm just using 40. And then let's just say, hypothetically, it went down 20%. Where would I be? This is Austin, Texas. So let's go down through here. Once you factor in all this stuff, my house value would still be up 12%. It's not a crash. You know, a crash is, to me, 40, 50%, the Great Depression would happen there. Stock market dropped, 90%? Okay, that's a crash, not up 12%. So my whole goal here, it isn't to push you guys onto real estate and FOMO real estate. Oh, you got to buy real estate. What I want you to do is see the hypocritical things that these guys are doing just to dupe you guys. And they're making tons of money off of you guys on YouTube. So that even is a double whammy when it comes there. They keep saying that, you know, the housing market's going to crash. Do they believe it? Well, he actually moved to Austin during that time where he's been telling you guys the market's going to crash. So that's that piece of the puzzle that I want to give you right there. Here's where the real numbers are. This is the Case-Shiller Index. It was just released today. It's still showing San Diego's up, 10%. New York's up 9%, Chicago's up 8.7%. I'm in Chicago, I can validate this information. So what my whole goal was to make sure you guys are being educated and taught and you follow and mentor somebody that really knows what they're doing. They're not out to just get a view from you to make sure they make money in their pocketbooks and they're doing things that they're telling you not to do. Like they're telling you to rent and never to buy. Where they're in the background buying these properties. So just thought I'd throw that out there for today. Sorry, not a huge learning curve on you today, but just maybe it's explaining to you guys who you should and should not be following when you're looking for wealth management and especially some information when it comes to real estate. So if you want to learn more about real estate, how to finance it, how to prep for it, how to prep yourself to be prepared to buy, or is it your market even good to buy? Follow us on a daily basis. You can subscribe right down below there. We have a live event every Wednesday where you can come and ask our questions. And you can also check out our website at therateupdate.com. And if you are a buyer and you're maybe a little short on funds, check out our Grant Finder. Pretty cool tool that we just added in there to help you guys figure out if you can get a grant or not to buy that first house. So thanks for reaching out, folks. Thanks for watching. And all I ask you to do in this video is give me a thumbs up so I can find out if you like it or not. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.